If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Riggins had a story, it's either earlier today or yesterday, I can't remember, about it being nakedness, nudist, naturist or whatever day or something.
National Nude Day.
Yeah. Well, a Pennsylvania naturism group, in other words, a bunch of naked people, announced the return of Balls Out Bowling, an annual bowling event where clothing is not allowed. Not only is it not optional, it's not allowed. The only thing allowed is if women decide that they want to keep their panties on, and you have to wear shoes for bowling.
Why is that fair? Why do the women get to wear panties? Why is that the exception?
I don't know. Well, maybe if they're having their business.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you want to be a naturist?
I mean, I don't know. The whole point is that you're not allowed to wear clothes. Then it should be across the board. Mm-hmm. That's not fair.
Yeah. The admission to the annual event is $30. Includes 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental. Let's see. Please bring a towel and a bag for your belongings. Because you can't go there naked. You got to strip down once you get there. The group said all participants must be at least 18. And this says all genders, but both genders, other sexualities and bodies are welcome. So what they're saying is we would welcome someone who has a decent looking body. Please,
please
show up for one of these events.
Go on.
Yeah. It's never happened.
We're begging you.
Yeah. And it says sexual activity is not permitted. Nudism does not equal consent, and harassment will not be taken lightly. Violators will be asked to leave. So,
okay, putting some rules in place.
Yeah.
It's not a freak off, like a Diddy freak off. It's a nice establishment.
But can you imagine watching a bunch of naked people that consider themselves to be nudists/naturists bowl all night?
No.
Which is the worst position you can get in. Picture like a bowling. Like.
Yeah, you might as well just have naked yoga night.
Yeah. Oh, also, you know, some of the ones that do like the kid bowl move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you squat down and kind of.
That one's a real bad one if you're naked.
Like the granny shot.
Yeah.
The granny shot.
I'm just thinking about the smell.
And I guess the towel, bringing the towel is for, sitting on the, like you don't want to sit on those bowling, waiting seats. You know, mm-hmm. when it's not your turn, you sit in the pit there.
Like a hard plastic chair.
It's just so vile. And do you go back to that place? Does anyone go to that place after they know this event has happened?
Well, I don't
know. My kids, I'm never taking my kids to ball there, you know.
Why? Because of the filth left behind, or because they're that kind of people that would rent out their place to a bunch of naked people?
Well, not really that. I think the germs.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Me, it's both. Is this in America?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Wow. You also shouldn't bowl in Pennsylvania.
Well,
anywhere.
But if you're going to choose a sporting event, a sports activity to do for naked people, you wouldn't want to choose something like softball or football, where it takes, you got to watch them run and,
sweat,
get tackled and things like that.
Sure.
At least you're not sweating when you're bowling, unless the AC's off, and then we got issues.
Or if you showed up sweating.
Yeah.
You know, you could come in sweaty.
Oof.
Trying to think of a sport that would be better than that, though.
I think golfing, like golf would be okay because you're away from the general public. You're out. And if they close down the golf course, then people aren't coming in and out. So that might be like even more private, even though it's outside.
Even though you got people living on the golf course.
True. I didn't think about that.
But it's outside. It'd be hot.
It's outside. And if you do it at like a course.
Things sunburned. But.
Sure.
Putt-putt.
Mm. Do putt-putt. Yeah.
But that's more kid friendly. I don't know.
Oh, it's so weird. And they must have a lot of interest because if you're going to shut down a bowling alley, that means they must have to make the amount of money that they would have made otherwise.
Yeah.
So they're balls out bowling. There might have been a push to get that done. I don't know.
But if they see, and that's the thing, if they were just about the natural aspect of being naked and the naked body and all of that, they wouldn't call it balls out bowling. They would just call it naturist bowling night.
Yeah.
But they try to be clever and they try to talk about nuts.
Yeah.
You know, so that takes away some of the credibility of it just being, you know, people who think that it's cool to be naked.
Yeah.
You know, once you start making jokes about it like that, from a sexual nature, that gives it a different look, I think.
Yeah, it makes it even more seedy now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I picture everyone with like large amounts of hair all over them, not just everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of hair.
Like, because if you're all about being natural, then why would you shave your armpits and your legs and stuff if you're a woman?
Oh my God. If they wear natural deodorant, that place is rank.
Yeah. I guarantee it stinks.
Oh God.
Did you say you had to give that up, Lindsay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just threw in the towel. I'm like, forget it. I can't, maybe I didn't stink, but I can't have the fear of constantly worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's how those big corporations get you addicted to their poison.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You fell for it.
Uh-huh.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Now, are you one of those women that wears men's deodorant, antiperspirant, and all that in the summer?
I have before. Mm-hmm. I think when I started on y'all's show, 12 years ago, I wore...
That Old Spice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Swagger or whatever it was.
Yeah, because I mentioned something about it one day, and you were like, oh, I do. I wear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't anymore. I mean, I don't mind. If I run out, I just take Kyle's, and, you know, I don't mind, but...
Okay. Yeah.
Is that weird?
It is kind of weird. It's not as bad as like sharing a toothbrush, but I do think it's kind of weird.
I would never share a toothbrush with anybody.
I've had people do that.
But you mean the act of taking someone's deodorant and putting it on their, in touching their armpits with it?
Riggins?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst thing in the world, but it is a little weird.
Yeah. I guess, maybe. Who knows?
At least I'm wearing it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. There's always an at least. It could be worse, right?
Yeah.
At least I'm wearing it.
See, I don't think that if you're married to the person, I don't think that's the same as like using the same bar of soap. I put it in the same category of using the same soap.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're sweating and you're reloading, but I don't think he does that during the day. I mean, he's not home to do it. So,
and my wife and I could never share a toothbrush because hers would never even fit in my mouth because it's so huge.
Big old teeth.
Yeah.
Like this long.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Indus skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Reagan's Extra Funny.
So, Reagan's posted a video on our social medias. I guess it was last night. Yeah, well, I say last night. I went to bed at 4 o'clock, so 4 p.m. And you said there were some funny comments on it, so I'm guessing that they were at my expense. They were criticizing me for my opinion on it.
Yeah, I don't know that they're funny, but yeah. They're funny to me, but they were not meant to be funny, I don't think. Yeah, so this video went up. We were talking about last week. There's a new phrase called this new phrase, dinkwads. Everybody's heard of dinks. It's dual income, no kids. Well, dinkwads is dual income, no kids with a dog. So we were discussing dinkwads, and I just posted this video of TJ talking about it with the question, have we become too obsessed with our pets? Because that's kind of the point he was making. And we did get a bunch of responses to it. So have we become too obsessed with our pets? John responded and said, I'd argue the opposite. We travel, do anything we want without having to do kid stuff. Every parent I ever meet says, quote, you live the life, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So his experience is that when, I guess he doesn't have kids, but he's got a dog, every parent that he meets says, no, you've got it all set. You got a great life.
Yeah. Well, here is the difference. And I'm not just criticizing people who don't have kids. I'm criticizing people who don't have kids, but they brag about never, ever wanting kids and how great it is that they're never going to have kids and all that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And the main reason for that is because that's how you become non-existent as a society. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to replace people in your society. And if you're running around bragging about not having kids, and it all comes from a selfish standpoint of we get to do this, we get to do that, we get to do this, and we have it better than you, and you have kids, so you're a loser. And, you know, that's the way these dinks come out acting. And it's annoying for one thing and stupid for another, because you're basically doing your part to end civilization.
Not only bragging about it, but like you said, when you're bashing someone that does have kids, like my friend that was like, when I said, I'm pregnant, I'm excited. Why? Ew. 'Cause she just has like dog kids, you know, she doesn't get.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't bash some. I mean, that was the issue, you know, and then bragging.
And then, look, if you're married and you don't have kids yet, that's a different thing than going around bragging because you're never going to have kids, because you're never going to be stupid like the people who have kids and are miserable. Everybody who has kids are miserable. It's miserable. That's what they act like.
Mm-hmm. Bridget says, though I agree, I don't think you're seeing it from their point of view. You're asking someone to understand the level of all the different emotions that they cannot possibly understand. To them, the amount they love their dog is as close to it as they have ever felt. To them, it's the only possible equivalent they have.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I lived a long time and didn't have kids. I lived 30 years, I believe, and didn't have kids. But I knew all of those 30 years pretty much that dogs and kids are not the same, and that they shouldn't be treated the same, whether it's my kid or anybody else's kid. Dogs are not on the same level with humans. They're not. And I don't care how the trends go. I don't care how much people want to fawn all over their dogs and everything like that. There is never, ever going to be a day when dogs are as important as humans, whether it's children or whether it's adults as a group. Now, there are some, like, I would rather, I would rather at this point a dog be treated better than, say, Diddy.
Right.
You know, when you take people on individual basis, is whether or not they're evil in your mind or not. But just to say that dogs in general are as important as humans in general is just, that's never, ever going to happen. It's never going to be that way.
Tanya said, for those of us who could not have a child, our pets are our kids.
Not talking about people who can't have children.
Your opinion is like an asshole. Everyone has one, but it doesn't mean it's right.
But there again, if there was a time when I didn't know the love of a child and I loved my dogs and I used to say they're my children, you know, whatever. And I know that eats at your nerves. But the difference is I'm not making, you know, I'm not bashing someone that has kids. And I'm also not, you know, saying I'm better than you because I don't have kids. That's, there's a difference. You keep it quiet, keep it to yourself, but don't be an a-hole about it, you know? Yeah.
And if you don't know that I'm not talking about people who don't have the physical ability to bear children, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Because obviously I'm not talking about people who, okay, well, here's the thing. Is it, if you cannot bear children, let's say you could have children, would you choose children over dogs? That's who I'm talking about.
Right.
People who choose not to have children, brag about it, dump on people who do have children, and then act like your dog is as important as anybody else's kid. It's a selfish kind of narcissistic way of looking at life. You know, but, you know, I almost thought to say, Riggs, can you message that person back and tell them I wasn't talking about people who cannot physically have children? But then now I'm just like, how do you not know that? You're just looking to bitch about something. That's all you're doing. You're just looking to bitch about something.
That's it.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Josie said, I agree with you, TJ, 100%. So it wasn't all
negative.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really, in this one, I don't really care what the argument is. I'm right. And it can hurt feelings or do whatever, but the facts that I've stated are right. You have to have kids to continue a civilization. If you choose not to have kids and you throw it in somebody else's face who does have kids, you're a jerk and you're on the wrong path. And if you think dogs are as important as humans, then you're wrong there too. So, doesn't hurt my feelings at all what people say in, you know, in contradicting that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're tough.
Yeah, because they're not right. I'm right.
Yeah.
And all the clip was that there's no comparison when somebody holds their baby for the first time and an experience with a dog.
Yeah.
TJ, I didn't even say any of this stuff I'm saying now in the clip. It was just me talking about a sentimental statement about holding your child for the first time and how it changes your perspective on the world all the way around.
Yeah, I was thinking TJ says way more offensive stuff to
every day. Yeah,
this is nothing.
That ain't nothing.
Post a link to this entire segment, Riggins. Here you go, dinks.
Dinkwads.
Yeah, this is the dinkwads, dipshits, all of you.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Inda skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.